Trumos Perkhes, Mishnah Dalad. The Mishnah discusses a new topic altogether, a topic that really applies to Truma and Chulin alike, and that is the issue of leaving liquids like water and wine exposed for fear that maybe a snake might have drunk from it, and that would make the fear that the snake would have left some kind of venom, which would make it poisonous to drink from. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, Yain shel Truma shnesgala, if you have wine that was Truma wine that was left exposed, as the Mishnah will describe further on, such that it's possible that a snake drank from it and left its venom inside. So then, yishafech, the halach is you should pour that wine out. The chiddush the Mishnah is that even though when it comes to truma, if the truma is tahora, it's usher to waste that wine. Nevertheless, because you have a general principle that sakanta, I think someone said that sakana, a danger, is even more chamur, more stringent halachli than a iser. So for sure, if there's any chance that it's dangerous and poisonous, that being the case, one is permitted and actually required to pour that wine and get rid of it, and rather than drink it. The Gemara actually brings that if you have a cat, you can feed it to your cat because cats are impervious to snake venom. I can't say more about any of this, but that's the din in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Yain shel truma shenizgala, if you have exposed wine that was truma wine, yishafech, you should pour it down the drain, gut, or whatever it is, vein tzarech lomar shel chulin. And of course, it goes without saying that if it was wine that wasn't true much regular chulin wine, the one should not drink it. He should just pour it down the drain. Shlosha mashkin, there are actually three different beverages, asur and mushum gilui, that have a restriction that if they were left exposed and a snake might have gotten to them, that you have to pour them down the drain and can't drink them. Hamayim, regular water, vahayayin, wine, grape juice, the same thing, vahechalav, and also milk. The Gemara actually adds a number of other liquids besides these, such as honey, as well as like liquefied ground up garlic, as well as brine from fish, etc. But other things, like if you have some grapefruit juice lying around or something, Coca-Cola, so then snakes don't drink that kind of stuff, and therefore no reason to be afraid that your snake drank from your Coca-Cola. Ushar kol mashkin, as for other drinks, as the Mishnah says, mutarim, even if they were left exposed, that was your Coke, your grapefruit juice, you can still drink that after a while because there's no reason to fear that a snake drank from it. Kama yishuv yu asurin. Now, how much time must they be left exposed to be rendered forbidden with this halach of gilui, of exposure? Kadesha yetzi harachash mamakom karov v'yishte. Just enough time that if there was a snake hiding nearby, the word rachash actually means like the creepy crawly thing that refers to a snake. If it could come out from Makom Karov, a really close place, even under the handle or the handle of the pot or the cup, whatever it is, v'yishte, and take a quick drink and disappear, that would be enough time already to render your wine or water, etc., forbidden through gilui, and that, of course, is not a very long time at all. And therefore, on the face of it, the halacha is the Mishnah saying that any exposed wine, water, or milk that could have had a snake drink from it immediately becomes forbidden, even if that is wine that was Truma.